right now. Ham has got the observation deck, and it's brought to you by Generator Supercenter and Tylock Nasser Vision. Ham.
Top of the morning to you.
And to you.
Today is St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You couldn't tell the way we're dressed?
For the people listening, they did not hear you open your coat.
Oh, okay, sorry.
And show your green shirt.
Leaned back in his chair, revealing his green shirt like we couldn't see it already.
Bro, the only people that can see it are the people at home.
Two people that don't care.
Yeah, they can't hear it. Can you hear the green that Ham's wearing?
Yeah, turn the mic way up.
That doesn't help. I don't think you understand how this whole medium works.
He's just wiping
his
shirt.
People understand I'm wearing a green shirt now.
Because we said it.
No, the sound alone.
No.
Well, today is St. Patrick's Day. On Saturday is when we held the annual St. Patrick's Day parade here in Dallas. I did not partook. Instead, thank you.
Agree.
Agreed. Instead, I partooked in a different, opposite kind of holiday. Now, it's usually around this time of year. For some people, it will be this weekend. Woke up on Saturday morning. Nothing on the docket. Woman I live with asked me, do you have any plans for today? I said, no. Like most days of my life, got nothing going on.
She was asking that sarcastically.
To mock you.
She knew the answer.
She already knew the answer.
She wanted to make sure you knew that you had nothing going on.
Which is perfect. I love nothing going on. It's very freeing. She then tells me, I'm glad you don't have plans. I have plans for us.
Oh.
Not those kind of plans, unfortunately.
Oh. Yeah. He handles that himself.
Instead of, making a mess of myself.
Ugh.
We're going to do some spring cleaning.
Okay.
And the power down of having to clean the house.
Okay, you say power down, but whenever you have a really nice, clean house, that's a pick-me-up for me.
And what is your maid going to do if you guys clean everything?
We don't have a maid. There's only one person at this large table that has a maid.
Actually.
How many do you have? You have like two or three?
No, again, I don't have any.
We also have a woman that comes every 5 weeks.
Every 5 weeks?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't do it.
Yeah,
long.
She's pent up the last four.
We can't afford every 4 weeks. Every 5 weeks I can swing, though.
You have a maid, too?
Yeah. Peasant.
Peasant?
Just don't call her that.
I'm calling him that.
I'm not a pheasant. Well, spring starts on Friday. Now, I know this is a difference of opinion. Some people like spring cleaning, and those are the people that suck in life.
Thank you.
Like DJ. I am of the, it's not completely necessary. Just clean every month or so.
So you're saying the time of the year doesn't matter.
But just the idea of, since it's spring coming up, we need to do a deep dive and clean everything. Extra good.
Like, I can't. I mean, it's only winter right now. We have all this trash build up in the house, but
yeah, like we're living in some sort of den, like we're a bear.
All the snow and mud that we dragged in from the harsh winter, it's just caked all over the floors. And
then you gotta wait on a groundhog to see what, like, that thing weigh in on the matter.
Which he said longer winter.
Like, all right, we gotta just keep throwing our trash on the floor.
Groundhog told me.
Right, and I take it up with him, not me.
If you were told you need the spring clean, though, now this is a difference of opinion. Would you rather have a warning so you have a lead up to the dread of cleaning, so it could be days or weeks knowing that cleaning is around the corner, or would you like to cannonball into it?
I've never had cleaning like that sprung on me one day, like, whoa, oh my god, where'd that come from?
Or a long fear of it, over, yeah. That it's creeping up on us. No.
Like, I live in a dump, but I also...
It kind of sounds like
sometimes
it.
I've had the, hey, next weekend we're going to clean. I'm like, why?
Does that include the air fryer in your room? Your bedroom?
that your wife kicked and broke her foot?
After she kicked it and broke her foot, it's been since relocated.
Does this involve your clean clothes hamper where you just wash your clothes and then throw them into a hamper and then take them out? Because that's the way that Ham...
And just
a
reminder
clothes.
For P1s that may not be too aware of who Ham is not 12.
Correct.
Like, we are not doing this show with a sixth grader. Ham is in his mid-30s and doesn't put his clothes in a dresser or hang them.
Doesn't even fold them. All you need to do is just fold them up and put them in a drawer.
Why would I can't look hamper. At them that way?
You absolutely can tell what t-shirt it is if it's folded up in your drawer. It's your t-shirt.
The drawer's closed. I don't have my drawers open like a psychopath.
It's just
you don't
all
have
worth
to
fighting
keep
with them.
Them open. You just walk up and pull them open. Then you're like, oh, there they all are.
Well, I forget what t-shirts are there.
Well, that's, again, while you open it and you can look inside.
I can't. That's way too much work.
Also, you're not Lenny Kravitz. You have a really small spread of shirts that you have.
You have that little Rusty Greer shirt.
Tiny, right?
Yeah. You have all your band t-shirts.
You're between the Buried and Me shirts.
Right.
And I guess you have a green St. Patrick's Day shirt, as we're finding out.
Between the two of us, our shirt rotation is very small. Not the size.
You take that
clearly is different, but
because I upgraded to, we bought two new hampers for dirty clothes. Because somehow my clothes are multiplying.
By the way, we should do a shirt swap someday.
We did that once.
Yeah, but we should try it for a week, see how that goes.
A week? Okay, fine.
I would love to see you try to fit in.
It looks like Ham is sneaking out of my house in the middle of the night, holding his heels with my giant shirt going down to his ankles.
While his shirts on you just look like a tube top, like full belly exposed.
Yeah, it would look like when
you're saying I do the walk of shame out of your place.
When Joe Looney was trying to look like Ezekiel Elliott. Ham's smaller than me a little bit.
Yeah.
Ham is one-fifth the size of Monty.
Also a reminder,
and I might not be
Monty only has one leg.
I had Ham cut off of my leg.
Ham could cosplay as your leg.
15 years ago. Yeah, ooh. that would bring more value to my life if you just...
If dressed you just, as your leg
if
for...
If you were just my peg leg.
What?
Look into it.
No. But would you rather... Like I said, cannonball into I'm learning right now I have to clean, or the going into the pool nip style.
Again, that's never surprised me. Like, I wouldn't wake up one day and I look around my house and it looks like it's a war zone.
Yeah,
it's not like that in my house either.
But we clean pretty much every weekend to some degree, because if you don't, it builds up and then it looks like crap like that. And then you have to spend a ton of time on it. If you just... spend a little bit of time every week, then it doesn't get that bad.
I can't accurately phrase mine the same way that DJ just did, but my house is also cleaned every week.
What does that mean?
My house becomes clean.
You clean your house
once a week. I make sure it gets done.
This lazy bitch won't even walk on his own. You think he's cleaning his house? There's no way he's cleaning his own house.
What an awful way to describe someone in a wheelchair.
Don't fall back on that excuse. I don't want to hear it.
Like, but I'm accurate.
I'm just tired. It just takes it out of me. Yeah, it takes it out of me that every step I fall to the floor. And have to hop back up and then fall to the floor again.
You have to drag yourself crawling across the floor. What a sad scene.
Is that sadder, or is the fact that when we were talking about this off air at one point, he admitted that his maid just rolls him over on the bed and cleans underneath
him?
Yeah,
that's what I speculated, was he can't even be bothered to move from his spot on the couch. He just rolls him to a side, cleans underneath, rolls him back.
Cleans up the wrappers and then rolls him back over.
She gets a snow shovel and props me up.
She's vacuuming all the crumbs directly off of his shirt while he's just sitting there.
I just
there.
Hand her a Lysol wipe and I'm like... Maybe just go ahead and take care of me while you're down there.
Oh, wow.
God.
Take the Swiffer jet to my back.
She just squeegee cleans him and then...
Like I'm her car and she's pumping gas.
Has your maid ever squeegeed you before?
I just crumple up a 5, Pelt her on the forehead.
Pelt her. So disrespectful.
Also, pay her more than a $5.
Yeah.
No, that's just the tip for doing the body clean.
Full body makeover clean?
Yeah.
But it went from clean up the top of your dresser.
The top of your dresser.
Dresser.
So you've got, like, cups up there.
A lot of cups, a lot of Dr. Pepper cans. Because I wait till recycling day.
To take them off of your dresser?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I usually bring one upstairs to the bedroom.
What an 8-year-old excuse that is. I'm waiting until recycling day. I can't clean it up now.
On Thursdays, I go upstairs with my little grocery bag and I dump all my cans in there.
Why don't you just put them in a bag to begin with and then on recycling day, take that bag out?
Because I already got a space for them on my dresser.
Again, so aggravating.
It's like talking to a teenager. We got to remind him to put deodorant on.
You don't need to remind me of that.
He just forgets. He puts Axe on.
I was never an Axe boy.
An Axe boy?
How childish. You can say man.
Well, you're already painting me as childish, like you have to remind me of stuff.
I was never an Axe boy. That sounds like a job on Epstein Island. Although job makes it seem like it's something that she signed up to do.
Many people were raped on that island. You know. I also got to vacuum the house. I had the opportunity of doing that. I also had the opportunity of steam cleaning, which I do love to do.
I was going
to
say, I thought there was a part of this that you liked.
I love steam cleaning carpets.
Steam cleaning?
Or steam cleaning them for that much.
That's short for Epstein cleaning?
No, bringing Epstein up.
And how often do you steam clean your house?
Maybe like once every other month.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that how often they recommend you should do it?
I don't know, but we also have lazy dogs that...
Say, what's seeping into your carpet?
Despite
letting
them outside...
Did you just call your dogs lazy when you can't even be bothered to remove the Dr. Pepper cans from your dresser? Calling your dogs lazy?
Well, we take our dogs...
You called me lazy for not being able to walk!
That's true, though.
No, that is true.
Two things can be true at the same time.
But we'll take them outside all the time to go potty, and they'll still go upstairs. So a lot of the time, it's steam cleaning their spots.
Ugh.
As there's sections of the house where other dogs previous to my administration of living there have gone on carpet. And so it's just seeped in.
Ugh.
And so I always have to go over this one particular spot. But it's just so satisfying to watch all the stains pop out.
I mean, if we didn't clean our floors every week because we got a cat and we got a dog,
yeah,
like it would just be a mess with
hairballs,
hair, and the dog bringing in dirt from the backyard. Like, you have to keep it clean.
That's why eventually
our dogs don't touch dirt, though.
Just made my whole house like tile or hardwood, just way easier to just sweep it or mop it.
Yeah, it's easier on her back too.
That's what she says. I don't know.
I can't speak the language.
I haven't finished my Duolingo course yet.
But then that also led to bathroom, which meant taking everything off the counter and then wiping counter and then wiping mirror and then cleaning toilets and cleaning shower. And so what started as at 9 o'clock, I have nothing going on, turned to it's now 4 o'clock and I was thinking about going to the Stars Red Wings game, but that's not happening because I'm too tired. I want to go to bed.
You're too exhausted.
You sound like you're still just completely tuckered from cleaning on a Saturday.
Yeah, it was 3 days ago. I still feel like death.
He positioned this as spring cleaning, but it just feels like a normal cleaning session.
Bathroom. Yeah. He wiped down a mirror.
It's the worst.
What backbreaking work.
And then I got to watch her steam the carpet or the tile downstairs. It's a lot of work. Living at my house.
There's some guy driving to a construction job right now where he has to work 14 hours.
That's his second job, too.
Right. And he hears Ham complaining that he has to spray Windex on a mirror.
Meanwhile, the inverse of that is Monty's maids listing right now.
No.
Hearing that there's other people that are actually capable of cleaning.
And
all she gets is a fiver out of it.
That bitch better not be...
God!
Not my dime.
Monty's maids need to unionize. They're
not multiple.
It is poor working conditions.
There's only one woman.
This is like The Jungle, the novel, except it's Monty's house. So many maids have gone in there and fallen into the...
She does have... I will give it to her. She does have horrible working conditions because the last time that Ham was at my house, I have like a board. I've mentioned this before, but not, I think, during the week. I have a board up on my wall, like a grocery list kind of, where I write items that I need to get at the grocery store. Yeah. And yes, I don't send someone to the grocery store.
Okay.
And
that's insane.
Every now and
then. It delivers to him directly. Yeah.
Yeah. I bring the store to my home. I mean, I guess that is a thing now, but anyway, every now and then, like if she needs cleaning supplies or something and she sees something up on that board, she will get it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the last time Ham was at my house, I get a message that says, "What is this?" Because Ham just wrote penis on the board.
I thought you said he needed something to help with that.
And poor Maria has no idea what that is. And I'm like, yeah, that's, don't worry about it. I'll pick that up myself.
Just checking the aisle signs.
Personal item.
I have no idea.
she's asking for help. She's looking up and down the aisle trying to find it. And
I think I wrote something else last time I was there.
No, I got rid of that one quickly. I've caught on to you.
What was that one?
Yeah,
I don't remember.
What did it say?
Yeah, no, I do remember. Something that would be on the Stern Show. That they would bring a stripper in to hop take a on. Ride on. A little hoppity hop or hippity hop.
But there you go. Spring cleaning talk.